Paul, it's obvious the first period wasn't what you wanted after the opening shift. Just what did you see in that span of about 17 minutes?
Well, just about all the things that you don't want to do. What we're good at, you know, we skate with pucks and we did a lot of things standing still. But we touched the first two, you know. Those are pucks that are on their stick, and we're usually really good with that, and some turnovers. And missed the third one, kicked the fourth one in, and tried to overplay the puck on the fifth one. That's a recipe for a tough period. But you're going to have periods like that in the National Hockey League, and it's just so important that you handle them right. I think we did. It's tough to say they liked anything after you give up that many goals, but given the situation we're in after one, we handled that as right as you can. We came back and got our game right, got skating, got playing. So, tough. You give up five in the first, you're not saying to anybody that you deserve to win a hockey game. I don't think we did, but we handled it the way we should.
Paul, on that disallowed goal that would have made it a one goal game, was the explanation just that the contact was too close?
So I got the original call's goal on the ice. They had a team meeting, decided that it wasn't a goal for me. That's enough indecision. He's outside the blue paint when it happens. And when you're Chalen and you can make it 5-4, you're going to run that risk.
With that opening shift, when you have instant success like you guys did, is it possible that everybody loosens up a bit too much because you get such a quick goal?
I don't think there's a negative carryover that you get casual with your game. I mean, I get it. If you're sitting up there, that's a plausible theory based on what we did with the puck on the next two. But no, I didn't feel that. The bench felt right. We didn't handle or move it very well, and our feet were standing still, and you know that's not the way we play because the next period, it looked the way it was supposed to look. So, you know, we had a tough period, and we paid for it dearly.
Paul, it sounds like about the first quarter of the year for your group.
I think that the hockey team is very interested and aware that we need to get better, and that's not a statement of we're not playing well. We've had a decent, solid start to the start of the year, but we have areas to improve. We certainly don't feel we've arrived. We got an awfully young team here with, you know, the first goal will be a real good example of that, just some basic things, basic positioning, net front, and things like that. So really important that your hockey team doesn't think it could just throw its sticks out there and be good. We know we got to work. A little bit more. I mean, it's tough for me to sell it here after the first period, but we've simplified our offensive game, I think, quite a bit more. And again, you give up five, it's a tough sell, but we had given up 48 goals coming in tonight. We've been pretty good in our back end.
Sorry, Paul, do you think that disallowed goal should have counted?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think if the goaltender's out of the blue paint and you have the right to look at it and say, you know what, there was no intent for contact. It's incidental contact. You're outside the blue. We try to avoid him. You look, Jake's head's turned back up ice. He's trying to get back to the blue line. For me, it's not a... No, I don't want it to be, but over 82, I don't want it to be fair game on the goalies. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm looking for. That was situational. The ref called it a goal on the ice. Then they changed their mind. So for me, there's some doubt there. Because we're down five, I'm not going to let that one slide and after the game wonder what if. So I made the call.